Greetings again, pilgrims. Walking with Jesus. It is June 29th, and it is episode 25 of our John excursion through the month of June. Well, I guess everybody's here, so we made it through yesterday. We're still clinging to his ankles. We won't let go. We won't leave him. We are committed disciples. And if you remember, yesterday ended with Jesus hanging on the cross as they fed him the sour wine for his thirst and speared his side instead of breaking his bones to fulfill two parts of Scripture. None of his bones shall be broken, and they will look on the one whom they have pierced. And that ended our day. So now we pick it up, and today is burial and resurrection day. Amen. Indeed, the day we hoped for, but were never sure it would happen. It's kind of still like it is today, and it's right in front of us, and people still do not believe it. But let's get started. As you can tell, the monks are ready in fine form. The candle is lit. It's going to hang in there. We got today and tomorrow. And the tea. Ah, the tea. The tea is the three ginger tea with a little milk. That's a good eye opener in the morning, I'll tell you that. Hey, grab your bag. Strap on those sandals. Open your heart. Clear your mind. If you heard yesterday's sermon from Vine Street Christian Church, bring in the Holy Spirit right now. This is the time. Yes, indeed. And let him teach us what these words mean today. Starting chapter 19, verse 38. Through chapter 20, verse 29. And here we go. Indeed. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one because of his fear of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission. So he came and removed his body. Nicodemus, who had at first come to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with the spices in linen cloths, according to the burial custom of the Jews. Now there was a garden The garden was in the place where he was crucified. And in the garden, there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And so, because it was the Jewish day of preparation and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who is called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Amen. It just feels so good to hear that story of resurrection word for word again. And the meaning, right? The meaning of every sentence for us today. Right? He even mentions us. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Well, that's a full day, but it's a day of deep meaning and purpose and emotion. We're going to let that sit. We're going to take off those sandals and bang them off and recline a little bit on the grassy knoll under the tree, because Jesus has just a few more words to say to us. Here he is. As you get out of bed in the morning, be aware of my presence with you. You may not be thinking clearly yet, but I am. Your early morning thoughts tend to be anxious ones until you get connected with me. Invite me into your thoughts by whispering my name. Suddenly, your day brightens and feels more user-friendly. You cannot dread a day that is vibrant with my presence. You gain confidence through knowing that I am with you, that you face nothing alone. Anxiety stems from asking the wrong question. If such and such happens, can I handle it? The true question is not whether you can cope with whatever happens, but whether you and I together can handle anything that occurs. It is this you and I together factor that gives you confidence to face the day cheerfully. Oh, perfect for this day alone with Jesus. Amen. Well, that concludes our recording for today. I hope you read these words again two or three times and listen to it. Iconic words about why we believe Jesus is, he is who he says he is. And tomorrow's our last day. It's June 30th tomorrow. Yeah. And then Wednesday, we'll be having a Zoom meeting about the future and talking about plans or ideas or thoughts or suggestions, anything, brainstorming. Nothing's too extreme or too wild and crazy for us. And we'll decide how we're going to move forward. So be ready. That link will be sent to you on Wednesday, as usual. And we'll go from there. But until then, walk with Jesus today. See how everything looks different and feels better. Amen. Yes, sir.